Expect. To see a complete list of our services or to make an appointment for a free estimate, please visit wellnesstreecare.com or call 620-340-2484. Remember, at Wellness Tree Care, we've got your ash covered.
KBOE live and local, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 849, 25 degrees. Pleased to be joined this morning by Mr. Greg Jordan. He is the executive director of the Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you this fine day?
I am great here, right in the midst of the All Veterans Tribute Week here in the founding city of Veterans Day, and you have an exhibit underway, don't you?
We do. We have an exhibit called Remember Our Fallen, which is an exhibit, a photo exhibit of fallen Kansas service people since 9/11. It's very dramatic. It's very powerful, and that's only going to be up this week, but if people get an opportunity, they should come by and check that out.
Okay, so it will end, after Friday then?
It will end on Friday.
Okay, so make sure you drop by the Lyon County History Center and, take a look at Remembering Our Fallen. What's kind of an emotional exhibit, Greg?
It's very emotional. It shows pictures of the service people in their service attire, but it also shows pictures of them and their families when they were outside of that lifestyle. And it just kind of brings it all together. And then there's other pieces and parts of that. There's some dog tags, and there's some boots, and there's some other things. And so, again, it's very powerful.
All right. That's on now through Friday at the Lyon County History Center. Well, we've got a big parade coming up on Saturday, Greg. Going to be a cool start to the day on Saturday. But what do you have for us?
Well, one thing that we, because of our location right here on Commercial, on the parade route, and we have windows that oversee Commercial Street. We provide a space for our members to come and watch parades. And because this is Veterans Day, we'll also invite all veterans to come in and get out of the cold and sit there and watch the parade and maybe have a hot cup of coffee and maybe a donut. So that's something that we've done every year since we've been here. And even when we were still remodeling, we were doing that. So it's our doors open at 9 o'clock, and the parade is at 9:30. So come on in and watch in the warmth and the bright light, if you will, of the History Center.
Well, if you're not a member of the History Center, now's a good time to do it. And how can we do that, Greg?
That's simple enough. It's $30 for an individual and $50 for a family. Come in, fill out the paperwork, put your money down, and you're in. And so we encourage people that also they can give memberships as gifts with Christmas time coming up. So it's just another way that that you, the public, can help us, the historical society, protect and maintain our local history.
All right. Let's see. Exhibit hall, second floor. What's going on there right now, Greg?
Well, if you remember, General Doolittle had a raid during World War II on Tokyo. The planes were all, they knew they wouldn't have enough fuel to get back, and so the plan was to ditch in China. Unfortunately, some of those planes had to ditch in Japan. Some of the people were captured, and a Harold Spatz from Lebo was one of those captured, and he was ended up beheaded, actually, by the Japanese during the war. So there was a movie made called 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. We showed that movie here on Monday, but we do have a display on Doolittle's raid and Harold Spatz up on our second floor.
And also something to do with the Emporia Presbyterian Church celebrating a big anniversary.
The Emporia Presbyterian Church, this is their 150th anniversary, and we have a display specific to that as well. A lot of anniversaries this year and next year, so we're trying to maintain our presence there, but there's always some reason to come to the Historical Society, come to the History Center. We try to change our exhibits often enough to keep your interest up.
Are you about ready to kick off 80 years?
Yes. Well, thank you for bringing that up. November 1st actually marks our 80th anniversary, and our plan is to celebrate for the entire year, so from November of 2017 to November of 2018, and we want to have 80, we want to have 81 events, 80 events to celebrate the 80th anniversary and one to grow on. And so that's our plan. So we have a whole wide series of exhibits planned to accommodate those 80 events, and it should be an exciting year for us.
80, that's nothing for you guys. I'm sorry.
It's a little daunting, only little. We do a lot of events and things, but we're We'll think we'll be just fine, and it ought to be very exciting for us and the public.
Well, we look forward to hearing about each and every one of them right here, Greg.
Well, we'd be happy to share that information with your honor. We appreciate you allowing us to do so.
All right. Have a great day. Appreciate it, Greg.
You too, Ron. Thank you.
All right. Greg Jordan, director of the Lyon County History Center, the beautiful refurbished History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Emporia. 854, 25 degrees. Good morning. America, land of the free, home of the...